I noticed that many of you are not praying. Well, I will understand, because you have not taken note to observe what is happening in this season. Except there is a mighty intervention of the move of God. I mean a literal revival. Not there is revival and everybody is the same. There is no revival yet. There is no revival yet. Except the Bible has lied. The one we saw in the scripture, we have not seen it. People gather to our meeting, it's not revival. Miracles happen, it's not revival. The city is still the same way. What's the name of that song that my brother Teofilo sang me? We cry over Africa. We cry over Nigeria. We cry over... forgotten how to sing. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. What is happening in your family cannot be revival. What is happening in your campus can be revival. Three or four people fell down in church. That can be revival. You collected one or two crutches. That can be revival. Cities are not yet turned upside down. Occultists are still ruling our government houses. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain. If my neighbor doesn't want you to use him, use me. Use me, use me. Use me. If I'm the only one standing, then because of me, revival will come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Here I am. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh Jesus. Revival, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Cry out. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. You can be done. Mopa, 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 revival, mopa, altar. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh, Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. You can't go on with the greed. You can't go on with the flesh. Revival has not come yet. The cities can remain the same. The families, the campuses, the marketplaces, the government houses. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. revival come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain. Revival come. Oh Revival come. Revival come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come in our days. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come in our days. Revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Oh Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Oh Spirit, rain.
Don't see the correct thing, then you will not see the reason why we are doing what we are doing. You won't see the reason why we labor into God. Sometimes I'm bothered why Jesus prayed the way he prayed. Considering the kind of man that he was, at age 12, he's already searching the scripture and comparing his knowledge base with the doctors of the law. That was such a man that he is. He's already versed in the Torah and in the prophets. As of that little age, I need to tell you that the reason why Jesus is called the master is beyond the fact that he has followers. Are you getting the point?
A master is a title you are given in the Jewish culture as a result of the fact that you have mastered the teaching rooster. All the knowledge bases and storehouses that is open and accessible to an average Jew, Jesus have entered there. Are you getting the point? Not many people are masters. That means he has reached the apex of knowledge in the Jewish dimension, such that even the Jews come to sit down at his feet to learn. He has something to say. But I continue watching his life. I notice that no matter the miracle Jesus is doing, no matter the signs and wonders, no matter the teaching session, people say, "Whoa, what revelation!" Jesus will stop in the night, and the scripture will tell us that he will start praying from the third watch of the night. You know when is the third watch? Third hour. Now this is the way the Jews count their time. Their morning starts by 6, not by 12 in the night. Are you getting the point? So when the Bible spoke in the book of Acts chapter 2 and said that it's only but the third hour and these men are filled with wine, he's talking about the fact that it's 9 a.m. in the morning. So even if you are a drunkard, at least at 9 a.m. in the morning, you should still be sober. So by 6 in the evening, that's when their night starts and ends by 6 in the morning. So by 9 p.m. in the night, Jesus will disappear. And thank God the scripture told us one or two places what he normally does in those moments. The scripture will say that he will go to a mountain and tarry there all night. Are you not disturbed? Jesus finished a miracle service. All kinds of things happened. He left miracle service. That thing that people are seeking. Crowds, 5,000 gathered. This is the day that there is no way to do announcement. There is no way to do flyer online or offline. Nothing. There is no speaker. There is no microphone. Jesus will stand and 5,000 will gather. And when he's through from that kind of meeting, he will not go about collecting honor. He will disappear into the mountains in the night. And the Bible will say he will pray all night till the morning. By 3 a.m., Jesus is coming back. The major reason he's coming back is to catch up with his disciples. And because he knew that it will take time, the disciples have started crossing over since it was 9. So they would have gotten to where they were going before daybreak. Jesus needed to catch up with them. So some of the time he walked on water, it is not because he wanted to show power. No, he needed to catch up with his disciples. Are you with me? So he needed the fastest route. It so happened that the fastest route is to step on water. I said that's where God is taking us to. When we get to the point where the impossible will become possible, some of those things we read and heard will happen. Not because we want to force it or show that we are over spiritual. No. The need of the hour demands that Enoch transport have to come back. Not because you want to appear and disappear, no. But because God just called you and said there are people in China that needs to be preached to by 6 p.m. tomorrow. There is no way you can get to China. I know you think it's not possible. Me, I don't preach things like this. I don't even know why I'm saying this. And then you go to China and preach and come back. Preach for 3 hours, come back and sleep with your wife that night. You don't know why I'm telling you this. Very soon they will start shutting down airports and people can... Let me stop. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. The way they are moving now, very soon you can't leave. You can't leave your campus. You can't travel. You can't enter aircraft. You can't without one thing or the other without them adding one thing or the other to it. Does it mean we should leave everything to Satan? No, the Holy Ghost is still here. And as long as the Holy Ghost is still here, we continue the work. In those days, it will demand that you need to be moved from one place to another without bowing to Satan. Very soon they will collect. It's possible phone will stop working. You people are not thinking. Some of these things they are doing, they are just testing stuff. What if phones stop working? And you want to talk to your brother that is at Enugu? You must use phone. Revival, come. They spoke about Elijah. He said he is the one that knows what you are discussing inside your room. Are you not rushing to register something now? Your number, is it not true? Don't worry. It's much more. You can't make, they will collect every, you can't do anything. See the way you are looking at me. Some of you have not seen the signs of the times. You are not reading, you are not understanding. They are before you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of you can't pray. You need to pray to that point. The Bible says, since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached. But the challenge there is that it is just preached. The demand is on men to what? Press. Press. I told you people something yesterday. And I mean it. I won't repeat it now because I'm on camera. But I will continue pressing. They say somebody is dying. God said, go and pray for the person in their house. He said, but it's locked down. Nobody is moving out. That's their business. You just wear your clothes. Revival come. People can't die because there is lockdown. Things can't stop because you don't know. You should be thinking forward. I believe I'm the one. I believe that the glory of God can shine through a man to the point that sickness cannot survive in your body. Do you know many more sicknesses are coming? 10 times, 20 times, 100 times more deadly than the one that is available. There is nothing you can pray. That one is not what we can pray away. But what we can pray, what we can get is that you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. At least we have seen men like John G. Lake do it. Took a sample of Ebola, took it in his hands in a lab, and they were looking at it under a microscope. The things died under his hand. They died. I don't want to go there. Small corona that is moving out. If they collect, you collect. You even collect and give somebody else. My problem is not that you collect. Are you with me? Oh, my problem is not that you collected, but you collected and gave somebody else. People are transmitting life and Holy Ghost and power. You are transmitting. If mistakenly the thing comes around you, let it die. Revival come. Look at the government. It seems as if corruption is even increasing. There is something I read today. They said, if you have shares in the bank, how many of you heard it?
and he has stayed there for 6 years, the government is going to borrow it. If you have money in the bank that have stayed for too long and they have not touched it, government will borrow it. And you are waiting for budgets to come out. That's how you survive. You don't know anything. No. You are waiting for ASU and all those. Find a way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're going to get there very soon as we advance in these 50 days. Find a way to survive beyond ASU and NUC. You have not asked people that came out with certificate where their own is. That's how they'll be doing you like this. You are going to school, you are not going to school. You are going to school, you are not going. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you are going to school, you are old. And you are possibly telling somebody that wants to marry you, let me finish school, let me finish school. Let me finish school. 3 years will pass. Somebody doesn't like this, my message. But it's truth on ground, it's fact on ground. Is it not true? Where is your brother? But revival, come, come, come. Revival, come. Before that great and dreadful day of the Lord, there must be a move, a mighty move of the Spirit. That's why we are praying like this. That's what I'm asking. Why would Jesus need to pray after all those things? Huh? He said, because of them I sanctified myself. What many people don't know is that God is a just and a righteous person. Righteous, not just in personality, but in his actions. Even Satan knows that. That even if God wants to punish him, Satan, God will still have to do it in a righteous manner. In a just manner. How many of you know? Yes, he will wait. Do you know that God said that the sins of the Amorites, the owners of this land, it has to reach a certain extent, and then the land will eject them. Not necessarily God. That means that there are legalities in the spirit, laws that has been set up, systems of accountability. Are you with me? You see, you would have known from the time of Abel that the ground is an accountant. Is it not true? So the ground is an accountant and he keeps record. And the one that kept him there told him that if iniquity reaches this point, throw away the people that is there. So what God did was to get the people that is in the land to be engaged in iniquity, threw them out. Another point I need to make to you is that even though God has said Satan will be judged, this world will be judged, and everything in it and all, is not going to come until God finds a remnant that have succeeded in living in that kind of sphere. A witness generation that have the capacity to live in the same condition, live in the same age. Are you getting the point? And we are not subject to the influence of the world system of Babylon. It is on that basis that God can now bring judgment. Except God finds such men, then he won't be just in bringing his judgment. Some people don't know. That's why they live careless life. They have the Holy Ghost and they fornicate. They say one save is already saved, or is always saved, and all those things. And what you don't know is that you are prolonging the day of Jesus, the day of the Lord. Because he can't come on that basis, he will be unrighteous to judge the world. That is why we receive the Holy Ghost, so that we can live beyond the spirit of the age. Are you getting the point? That is why the Spirit of God is the spirit of witness. The Bible said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me. The witness capacity and the witness ministry as a result of the Spirit's move
in our life and through our life
is not to make emphasis on ourselves and build ministry and put the spotlight on us. It is to take the spotlight and put it on Jesus. That once again, men in this generation, irrespective of all the kinds of things that is happening, they have refused to yield. They found a city like Abraham that is with foundations. They counted it something of little worth to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. They are men of faith. Huh? Women received their dead back to life. God have not gotten sufficient witnesses. So many things cannot happen. God cannot. That's why churches will gather and pray against. Some of them even pray against the government. Nothing will happen. No. Pray against many things happening in the society. All kinds of things. You can even go in your village and do covenant breaking. They gather the family. They pray against it. How many of you, they have done it in your family? They gather and pray this Christmas in your family. Are you with me? That thing is what aggravated the problem itself. It did not solve anything. Let me tell you why. The things concerning land is based on legalities. The implication of that is that if the people that are praying, are you with me? Oh, the people that are praying would have lived in such a way that the ruling prince of the land have no hold on them. Are you getting the point? So if the spirit of greed that is working in the men of disobedience is still at work in your life, the spirit of guile that is always in the heart of the people from your family, they still have guile, greed, all those sort of things are still there. Satan still has a foothold. You can't chase him out. Do you know by what means that spirit was imported into the family? By what means? What was the covenant that the fathers cut with them that made them to live there perpetually? Those grounds have to be taken away. And most times those grounds is not buried as charms. They are buried in the heart of men. That is why he cannot die. As long as men breathe, the charm will work. As long as men breathe, the curses will continue to live. Because they are breaking up your father's land and farmland. That is not where it is. It is in the heart of men. Once you see a man that have died to the flesh, then the hold of those curses will break. You don't need to pray. It's not, somebody said amen. It's not even an amen thing. There is a way you enter into God, to a place. You will notice that those things have broken. You can come one day in one prayer session and you find out that they have gone. But greed is still found in you. If they come in the office, they share bribe, you collect. When you finish, they come in the church and say, pray for Nigeria, you are praying, blah, 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 blah. Nothing will happen. What, when you go back, they will even collect more loan and share. Collect more bribe and share. Because justice has not been met. And because justice has not been met, then judgment will not come. Revival, come. Chris, you don't know my body. These are the things I see. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Why will I be sleeping? It's either, are you with me? It's either the problem is from us or God has lied. Two things. It's either the problem is from us or God has lied. Where is the problem coming from, Jimmy? We have to pay the price and bring in heavenly cargoes into our territory again. We have to vow with our life that we are moving revivals. Men indeed dead to this world and the element of this world. Money is not the reason why you are making decisions. Damsel is not the reason why you are making decision. Family is not the reason why you are making decision. Kingdom. You see, it's easy to say it, but when you come to the practical dimension, you will find out that there is no kingdom man that is still alive to the elements of this world. You have to die daily to live the kingdom life. Many of the people that pioneered this our faith became the first apostles. They had option to live a different kind of life. Huh? But the only way that the kingdom will move from one point to another is for them to live another life. They chose it. They give you visa to Australia now. They tell you make decision in 1 week. That's when you will know you don't know Jesus yet. Huh? Revival come in my heart. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. Revival come. Let's tell ourselves the truth. Huh? If you gain scholarship that is worth 15 million, the 15 million is the bursary that will be released to you, 5 million each year. School fees paid and then accommodation paid, and they will give you presidential handshake before you leave. And when you are through, are you with me? You are not even listening to this offer. When you are through, you have your job secured abroad. Do you know what we say? That God is sending me as a missionary. God is sending me as a missionary. Do you know there was a time Jesus did miracle? Did God? Do you know what Jesus did? Jesus is like a modern day philanthropist. Because he healed the sick. He didn't just heal the sick. He cast out devils. He didn't just cast out devils. He negotiated. He mediated on social matters. Eh? Like the woman that they wanted to stone. And he said the person that doesn't have sin should come. That means he also mediated on social matters. Beyond that, people will be hungry. Give them food. Are you getting the point now? Ah, they called the one. They said, hey, come. You are now our king. I ride on the horse. After some time, Jesus got down, escaped. Because that shiftancy tied to your village people has given you is the reason why you are here. That's how the project of God in your life has been stagnated. You know, people don't know this and they enter campus. When they enter campus, they get one and they tell them, come and sleep with me and then we'll pass you. They think it's temptation. When you understand kingdom and purpose and where this world is going to, it's not even a temptation. It's not a temptation. But Satan will make it big. And a week before them, your mother said that this, my daughter, she's coming out with a first class from the University of Nigeria. They will call your name. Is it not true? Hey, pressure will be on you to come and perform. There is no pressure on me. The first labor I labored into is to remove myself from the pressure of my parents. If they don't expect anything from me, what's my business? Anytime I see them putting any pressure, I will stop calling them, stop saying anything until that pressure leaves. You can't make good choices under pressure. Nobody does that. Nobody. Are they putting pressure on you to do something? If I'm the one, you know that some of you have not reached that point. I will call 15 to 20 people that graduated before me that didn't have any work or job. They have not done anything tangible with their life. Are you getting the point? If carryover is the price you pay, that's the least of the prices. The people that brought the faith to you paid with their life. I mean, when you come to the Roman Colossus on those days, people count it privilege to die. Huh? You have not heard men like Peter. There is what he called the crown of life. He said it's a privilege. The crown of life, those days, Jesus, I see the glory of God in this place. Those days, if you don't die, if you don't die as a martyr, it will seem as if you died less of a believer. That's even how some of the Romans got born again. Because they called them to the Roman Colossus. And when they came there, they were coming out and their faces were shining like a sun. And they were coming out, they were killing them one after another. They are coming out. And when others, after some time, the people that is coming to watch them noticed that these guys are so full of joy when they are dying. Meanwhile, they that is being entertained, that should be happy, are not happy. The people that should be sad while dying are the one full of joy. A day reached, and this man that is watching them said that I want to have what these people have, that they are dying and without hope in the world, yet they are full of joy. We that have been entertained, we are still crying, we go back bitter. I need to have something that will make you, in the face of death, you are full of joy. We need to have that. Revival, come. Revival, come. You know, this is my message. This is my preaching, is anointing. This is what they did to Jesus before he died. They anointed him before burial. This kind of preaching is anointing before burial. Because as you are hearing me, there is an impartation of grace to become that kind of person. Suddenly you are faced with those kind of decisions and you chose the right one. It is because grace has been imparted to you. It's not something you can do by decision, human decision. Ooh, when the time comes, you can even be telling everybody, when the time comes, you won't know how your heart will be skipping. You'll be saying, you of all people, why are you like this? Forget pastor, forget title and all those things. We have even seen the cases where it's pastors that told their daughter to go. Make sure you don't fail. My own is 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 make sure. I'm not telling you to do anything. My own is make sure you don't what? What kind of rubbish thing is that? Hell has exalted Babylon. But by the witness in our heart, we'll bring down Babylon to hell. We will live as if Satan doesn't exist. This thing I'm telling you is the real power. It's not falling. This is the real power. To face the world. You die indeed. Sometimes God is prompting you, don't go to work. Don't go to work Monday to Wednesday. You can now. If you do, they sack you. Where did we engineer that sort of thing? That even if God tell you, fast, stay with me from morning till 6 in the evening, you can't do it because you are good. Somebody is paying you one nonsense, 100,000. Nonsense, 100,000. That cannot buy. Can he buy up to $100? Huh? Can he buy up to $100? $200? The people that say yes, they are the people. Which one are you into? Forex or Bitcoin? Which one? In their language, they know the rates. Luke chapter 24.
Let's start from verse 13.
And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were what? That they should not know him. Please mark these scriptures. Their eyes was holding that they should not see. Is it what he said? He said their eyes was holding that they should not know. So, for God, we use our eyes. This one now, these eyes now, actually, is not just these physical eyes. It's the eyes of the heart. You don't just see with it. You know with it. That is what it's supposed to be. The Bible said, and their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Verse 17. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have? Please, let's welcome God's servant, our dad, the apostle, Elad. Please stand on your feet and welcome him. Amen. You can be seated. Welcome, sir. So, all this thing I'm doing is I'm waiting for him. So I will come down in the next 2 minutes. Listen. So, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as he walk and answered? Verse 18. And the one of them whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? 19. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have him crucified. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. 22. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. 23. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. 25. Ought not Christ? Then said he unto them, O fools. I don't want to go there. You know, sometimes when you call somebody fool, they are angry. Let me stop. Let me not go there. And slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. 29. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake it and gave to them. 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished of their sight. 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart what burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us? Listen, there are two facilities that support an effective preaching and teaching ministry. One is the burning heart, and two is the seeing eyes. Are you with me? So this is what the scripture is saying. So it's possible actually that the word can come with force, punch and power, and the heart of men will burn, yet their eyes have not seen. Then it's possible that the word can come and the eyes of men will open, but they lack the impetus. There is an impetus to live the life, the instructions that came by the word is not there. You just know that these things are like this. You can actually teach it, or you leave it. You find out that the energy is lacking. So when the ministry of the word is correct, according to what Jesus have shown us, it has to come with the energy that impacts a burning heart, and it has to come with the opening of the eyes. Meanwhile, this is not where I'm going. Where I'm going is in verse 29. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward the evening. So from verse 28, this man that showed them all these things wanted to go. Are you getting the point? But they said, no, a man like you cannot come into our territory, and we allow you to pass like that. I want you to stand on your feet and constrain him with tongues in 5 minutes. You can't pass. I don't know about others, but I know your passing is that something will shift in my life. You are not praying. Sarai Kobaya. He said he meant like he wanted to pass, but they constrained him. The constraint is in the spirit, it's not in the natural. Everything might look natural, but the movement is in the spirit. Is an alignment that is in the spirit. Salembre kataya, sopra kabanta katakua, sa. Halebere sosambela, wakaria bara hatambe tatakaya. Hey, para takambe koda, satata takataka. Wakata kata 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 kwa saa.